is hibiscus, elbow is white, variegated white, red and white, faith. And this is spiritual power of healing. And it is in bloom now. Still in full bloom here?
Yes.
Still
yes,
in full
yes,
bloom
outside.
Outside. It's so beautiful. The finest flowering I've ever seen. And this is alchemy.
Spider lily.
Yes. Alchemy. This little booklet, The Mother, was actually a letter written by Sri Aurobindo to a disciple. It wasn't a book, it was a long letter. I want to read the first two passages. There are two powers that alone, in their conjunction, can affect the great and difficult aim. Well, not doing too well here. There are two powers that alone can affect, in their conjunction, the great and difficult thing, which is the aim of our endeavor, a fixed and unfailing aspiration that calls from below, and a supreme grace from above that answers. Beautiful first sentence. And then, but the supreme grace will act only in the conditions of the light and the truth. It will not act in conditions laid upon it by the falsehood and the ignorance. Or if it were to yield to the demands of the falsehood, it would defeat its own purpose. This fixed and unfailing aspiration that calls from below actually defines the Om choir. And a supreme grace from above that answers defines the aspiration of the Om choir. So we gather here in the name of the Divine, in the name of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, each week to open ourselves to a new music, a music of beauty and power, a music received by a collective soul, what I've often termed a sacred body, because none of us are here by accident. None of us came here by chance. Impossible. We were called, and we are called now in this great work of transformation, especially the physical body, to cast away the guests of the outer life and look within and find that fount, that sacred guest who is in each of us, term him what you may. None of you are here without that light and without that presence within you. So for the new people, we begin to prepare this human instrument to receive this music. And we do it with certain exercises leading us to the Om. And when we sing the Om, we want to make it as beautiful an offering as possible. And so we don't sing Ah, and we don't sing we sing Om. And then the music descends. So let's begin with a very simple exercise. This is an exercise to focus the tone. Vo, 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 va, va. Vo,
vo, vo, vo, vo.
Now make that O, because that's the O of Om. Make it as beautiful as you can make it. You need to form your lips in a way that they are shaped to sing an O. We can have sharpness in the voice, we can have mellowness in the voice, we can have delicacy in the voice. There are so many possibilities. But in a collective body, we want to try to be as close as possible to a unity of sound. So beginning here, we want to start, let's see, right here.
Oh,
shows the beauty of the unity of the sound. Again, vo. Now, as softly as you can do it, same note. Vo.
Thank you.
Not in me.
Fantastic.
Just beautiful. Now we get a little more complicated. We can do some more complex chords. Take one line in Savitri where Satyavan says to Savitri, they have met, she has come in the chariot, golden chariot pulled by white horses, and he says to her, "Descend, O happiness, with thy moon gold feet, enrich Earth's floors, upon whose sleep we lie. Earth's floors, upon whose sleep we lie. Matter is no longer sleeping. It is now participating in the transformation with the supermental force in it." This one I want to work opposite direction.
Thank you. Instead of personal authorities, there is going to be a divine authority. And this very change of authority is creating this unspeakable chaos in which man lives now, because of the resistance.
Oh.
the only possible solution is so perfect, a union with the supreme vibration, that everything is automatically put under his influence.
Oh.
here in this chamber of flame and light, they met. They looked upon each other, knew themselves, the secret deity and its human part, the calm immortal and the struggling soul. Then, with a magic transformation's speed, they rushed into each other and grew one.
Oh.
sacred treasures in my soul. Is that so many people come each week and join in love and aspiration and joy to sing Om. Thank you all.